Ready for a little bit of science and psychology? Jan's going to correct me. You're going to grade me on this one. I'm just going to do some basic stuff here. I'm going to oversimplify things for a moment. There are introverts and extroverts in the world. Not just them, but introverts and extroverts. And introverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Introverts can be great one-on-one and great in large groups. Extroverts can be dynamic public speakers. They can dance and sing and electrify a crowd. They can write powerful prose and poetry. Extroverts can be great one-on-one and great with large groups. A big difference, though, between introverts and extroverts is what energizes them. Please remember that I said I'm oversimplifying here. Introverts are energized by solitude. Extroverts are energized by the crowd. I suspect, however, that there are times where an introvert can be energized by a crowd, and also suspect that there are times when an extrovert can be energized by solitude. Yeah? Alone? Personality and psychology, they're not easy things to figure out, and folks don't tend to fit into exact personality descriptions because people are not that simple. And the descriptions of Jesus in the New Testament, they show someone, not that simple, but show someone who was great with a crowd. They show someone who was great with small groups and one-on-one. They show someone who could very well have been energized by a crowd. They definitely show someone who needed time away in solitude and in prayer. Early one morning, he got up and went off by himself to a deserted place. Because you know what? This part before there, first Simon's mother-in-law, and then he's curing everybody. And there's that part about the demons and Jesus not permitting the demons to speak. And I've talked about demons before and what we understood as demons back in Bible times. We look at now and say, that's an example of someone with a brain disorder or a mental illness. And so I don't know exactly how it all worked there, but I can imagine that whoever is telling the story, Jesus probably didn't say, you demon can't speak because you know who I am, right? I mean, that would give him away if he wanted to remain sort of a secret there. So they were trying to describe what was going on. I can imagine that Jesus didn't want a whole lot of speaking going on and people praising him and saying, look, we've got to run to every other town because all of this stuff and all of the crowds was just sucking the life out of him. You ever have times where something just sucks the life out of you? Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. See, in this Bible reading today, Jesus was tired. He had been talking. He'd been healing. People were following him everywhere. And I can imagine that the pace and the crowds were sucking the life out of him. Instead of being energized by the crowds, all the hoopla, Jesus needed to recharge and get away from it all. So he disappeared. He went away from it all. He went to a deserted place, and he probably breathed deep and took in the blessed solitude as he prayed. Just, you know, one of those breaths that, you know, when you yawn, and sometimes a yawn isn't satisfying because you're like, no, you're all going to yawn because I'm going to do it, right? And you just don't quite get over that hump, that breath thing where you need to. You know what I'm talking about there? So you ever have one of those deep sighs where you're just like, And you make it over. You're like, oh, that feels so much better. That's what I imagine Jesus in prayer and solitude felt like. But the disciples did not get it. They hunted for him. Where did he go? Where did Jesus go? They had a schedule to keep. They had people to please. And when they found him, they scolded him. Everyone's searching for you. I can imagine that the words weren't necessarily spoken with the care that you gave it, Jan. Everyone is searching for you. We were worried. Hey, everyone's searching for you. Where have you been? kind of the, I'm tearing my hair out and you're not helping anything, that kind of emotion that was going on. And I think that others in Jesus' situation might have said something different than what Jesus said. They might have said something like, so? Let everybody wait. I need a break. Just leave me alone for a little while. I'll find you when I'm good and ready for everyone. I imagine Jesus wanted to say something like that, or perhaps something a little more colorful than that to his disciples. Instead, what did he do? He took a deep breath. Then he said, all right, let's go. Let's go to some of the smaller places. I think those folks need to see and hear all of this too. I do think that Jesus found a little more time to rejuvenate by traveling to the smaller places where folks hadn't yet heard so much of him. And he got some time off, and he got to go to those deserted places for prayer and solitude, and good for him, because he needed it. So, questions are there times, are there places, are there life situations where your energy is just being sucked dry? And do you need to get away from it all, take that deep breath, and experience rejuvenating solitude? Then another question. It's a good one to ask. What is sucking the life out of you? What is it? And what do you think about those words from Jesus? It said right after he was scolded by the disciples, getting away from it all to rejuvenate. This is the exact words. Let us go on to the neighboring town so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. You know, it's necessary for anybody to get away from it all. Take a deep breath, that really deep breath, and experience rejuvenating solitude. For me, you know, some of the most rejuvenating solitude comes along with me and a guitar. There's something in the strings vibrating and me playing that it rejuvenates and refreshes me. And for you, it might be something like that. It might be something different. Whatever it is, it's good to get away from it all and to just be. Of course, it's also necessary for that second part there. It's also necessary to go and do. We're rejuvenating. Rejuvenating for what? So that we can go and do. But do what? In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. Recognize that? That's our mission statement. So we can simplify. What do we do? Do good. Care for one another. Attend to one another. Gather together as community. Worship together and prepare to go out. Advocate for peace and for justice. Offer an extravagant welcome and radical hospitality to all. These are not new things, right? Study and grow in faith. And remember to pay attention, especially to those who always seem to be forgotten or rejected or exploited. So what are we to do? We need to be rejuvenated. We need to get away from it all. We need the blessed solitude. And we also need to, and we are called to, be agents of love among the crowds, in the small groups, one-on-one, in solitude, and in the deserted places. Amen.